Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
I want to share something with you. I want to share something about the effects of words scientifically. Japanese scientist Dr. Emoto has shown the potent effects of sound by photographing water crystals. In one experiment, Dr. Emoto with 300 others assembled at the shore of a badly polluted lake in Japan and spoke aloud affirming words of peace and gratitude in prayer. And then he took samples of the water, and this is what he saw. The water crystals changed from a cloudy and distorted image before the prayer to beautiful geometric crystals after they prayed. In another experiment, Dr. Emoto taped various words and phrases to jars of water. Afterward, he photographed the crystals formed when these water samples were frozen. Words or phrases like thank you, love, appreciation, and love thyself produce a variety of beautiful geometric forms. But on the other hand, phrases like you make me sick, you fool, produce crystals that were disconnected or chaotic. The implications of these simple experiments, it states, are profound. Since our bodies are made up of 70% water, imagine how the sounds and the vibrations that fill our external environment affect our internal environment, our very cells. Imagine how the words we speak about ourselves and others affect not only our own health, but the health and the well-being of those in our lives. Powerful truth. See, the Bible has already said it, but science is proving it. This is why the devil wants to use your tongue. He wants to use it to destroy the lives that you're connected with. Now, there are many Christians who engage in critical and condemning speech. How about just many people? Speech that wounds others, speech that causes discord between individuals. And God warns throughout the whole Bible, don't you judge or condemn people. Yet some just continue to do it. Matthew 7:1 says, do not judge or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Some people are always talking negative about others. And so when they begin to get negative feedback, they're wondering why. My friend, you sowed that seed, and the Bible says it's coming back upon you. Critically judging the actions of others will bring judgment upon you. Now, some people think that they're helping others when they come and tell them all the mean and hurtful things they heard somebody else say about them. But I want to let you know you're being used by the devil when you do that, because you are creating an offense. You're creating strife. You're destroying previous relationships. Listen to what the Bible says in Proverbs 16:28. An evil person sows strife, and gossip separates the best of friends. For example, someone will say to you, oh, honey, let me tell you what they're saying about you, because I love you, but I don't want you to be deceived by them and their smiles. You see, nobody really likes you. You say, people really do that? Absolutely. Proverbs 18:8 says, the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the body. Sometimes you may even take part in a conversation yourself when somebody is speaking against another person. Oh, you don't have to say, I've never done that. Sometimes you may even add a little lie, a little white lie, and there are no white lies. Proverbs 25 and 18 says, telling lies about someone is as harmful as hitting them with an axe, or wounding them with a sword, or shooting them with a sharp arrow. Folks, don't allow the devil to use you like this, because words are to be used for the good of people, not to hurt and harm them. Listen to what God says in Ephesians 4 and 29. He says, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of building up people, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. God does not want us to speak against each other, slander each other, malign each other. God has given us the ability through words to change our circumstances. Listen, folks, the power in words that God has given us is to bring good change for our lives and for others. And too many people are allowing the enemy to rob them of what God really desires for them. See, God has given us a weapon through words to fight the enemy. Because in the spirit realm, things are effected by words. Now, the Bible calls the devil a thief for a good reason. It says in John 10 and 9, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. See, the devil has come to steal the abundant life that God has promised you. So when you are fighting the enemy, in order to defeat him, I'm going to just give you just a few things that you must do. Number one, know and act upon your identity in Christ. If you are a Christian, you are a child of God. The Bible says in John 1 and 12, to all who believe in Jesus and accept him, he gave them the right to become the children of God. Romans 8 and 16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. In other words, we possess the resources of heaven. God is your Father, and there is nothing that he won't do for you, saints. The Bible talks about his great love in Jeremiah 31 and 3. It says, the Lord has appeared unto us, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And God's love far surpasses human love. This may be one of the problems why we have difficulty asking God for things, because perhaps our earthly parents did not really show the love of God that he desired for them to show us. Nevertheless, God's love is an awesome love. In fact, he says, our love compared to his love, our love for our children, he says, is like evil, like being evil compared to his great love for us. So I want you to lift a hand and say, Lord, thank you for loving me. Amen. I'm going to tell you something that I've been telling you for a long time. God wants you blessed. In Psalm 3 and 8, it says, salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Now, when you encounter a situation contrary to God's blessing and favor, that's the time you need to speak to it and change the situation. That's why God has given us words. Now listen to what Jesus says in Mark 11 and 23. Jesus said, have the faith of God. What was he talking about? He was talking about creation. Everything that God did, he spoke it into existence. He said, I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain of difficulty, be removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that whatsoever he says shall be done, he shall have whatever he says, and it will be done unto him. Now, Jesus said it. Jesus said that you can speak to your mountains of difficulties and they will be moved. And as God's child, he wants you to begin to speak with the authority of his son, Jesus Christ, to remove situations that come against you that often the devil brings. Now remember, God wants to bless you. He's not bringing these situations. You are in a spiritual war with the devil. He does not want the best for you. It's important for you to understand, folks, that you were created in the image of God. See, this is what allows us to have the creative power through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus to speak to our circumstances and for them to change. It says in Genesis 1 and 27, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them. Then he blessed them. A part of you being in the image of God is the fact that you are to walk in the supernatural. The word super means superior. In other words, your experiences are to exceed or be superior to the natural realm. Why? Because you're created in the image of God. The Bible says in 2 Peter 1 and 4 that we share in his divine nature. God has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share in his divine nature. And once again, one of these promises is the authority to speak to circumstances to change in the name of his son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Psalm 37 and verse 4, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. In Job 22 and 28, it says, you shall declare a thing and it will be established for you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says, God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
This ability to speak to your situations is a part of God's nature. We inherited it, and we enforce it through faith. Whether you realize it or not, your personal world is influenced by the words that you speak. Now, we talked about negative things, that the fact that death and life are created by the power of the tongue, what you say. In Proverbs 18 and 20, it says, a man shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. What you say is what is going to happen to you. So it's important for you to understand that. So you need to understand that you must confess positive things for your life. And you must begin to speak against negative things that are coming towards you. Never forget that words produce after their kind. Whatever you speak, you are going to eat the fruit of what you produce. So stop yourself from saying negative things and only speak positive things that will bless you in the future. In other words, stop making negative confessions about the past and start speaking positive behavior that you desire for your future. For example, I say that I am healed. I am being healed. I am feeling better. When people ask you, well, how are you today? Well, I really, really feel terrible. I don't feel like myself. I mean, just go on and on and on and on. Don't speak the problem. Speak the solution. Speak what you want God to do for you, not what you currently feel, because your words are creating your situation. Tell your kids, you're getting better. You're doing better in school. This is going to be the best year that you've had in school. I'm proud of you, even when they're not doing well. Say it's going to get better. Stop telling them, oh, you know what? You're a loser. You're this, you're that. You can't do this. I mean, whatever you tell kids, I hope you're not saying things like that. But still, instead of discouraging them, encourage them in the name of Jesus Christ and things will get better. Begin to say on your job, I'm making more and more progress on my job, regardless of what happens. Say, soon I'm going to have an increase. I'll have a raise. In fact, I'm going to run that department myself after a while. Begin to speak to your situation, the positive things that you want. Stop simply asking God to fix it. God put his words in your mouth for you to fix it. You're saying, Father, look at that. It's a big problem. God has already given you a hammer and a nail, and he said, go fix it. That hammer and that nail are your lips. It's your mouth. It's your confession. Stop praying for God to change things that you can change yourself. If you will simply use his word and obey. So you may say, well, Pastor, you're saying that we can speak to situations and speak to things and they're changed. I'm saying what the Bible says. The Bible tells us about Jesus being our example. When a storm arose on the sea, what did Jesus do? He spoke to the storm. When there was sickness in people's lives, he spoke to sickness and it left. When there was one woman, one child who had died, he went and he spoke to death and said, come off of her. Girl, come back to life. And she came back to life. See, you can speak to your situations by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ and expect a change. Now, I want you to listen to this verse in the Bible, Matthew 17 and verse 20. Jesus said this, truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Folks, listen, if you believe the word of God, believe all of it. This is a supernatural book. We serve a supernatural God. He created the universe and everything. If you are his child, he gives you supernatural ability through the Holy Spirit and by using the name of his son, Jesus Christ. You have that power. Use it. Use it to change your situation. Don't receive what the enemy is trying to do in your life. It's important that you use the power God has given you. Joshua 1 and 8 says, and this is speaking about God's word, how it gives us success when we speak it. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate upon it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Now, the word meditate there means to study and to speak. It means to read the word of God and then speak the word of God. And when you do that, you will make your way prosperous. You will make your way successful, is what the scripture says. So it's time to stop complaining and whining over our circumstances and believe what God's word says is true. Speak. Speak change to your situation in the name of Jesus and then begin to thank him that it's already begun. I'm going to end with this illustration. From my own life, when I was in my business career, I moved to another state, and the office manager was used by the devil to try to discourage me, to get me fired, to demote me, anything that he could do. I found it very, very difficult because I had always done so well wherever I was. So after a while, through prayer and fasting, I stood my ground against the devil and against his influence in this person. And I used the word of God to fight back. I stated to God what I wanted. It's very important for you to say specifically to God when you're going through a situation what you want. I said what I wanted. And so from that, every day I began to declare it. I spoke it on the way to work. I spoke it on the way from work using the Word of God. And this is one of the scriptures I use in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and 13. That the Lord has made me the head and not the tail. That I'm above only and I'm not beneath. And I said, Lord, and I said, I heed to your commandments, Lord. You did not make me the tail. You made me the head. Lord, I am above only. I am not to be beneath. I said this going and coming from work. I said it whenever I prayed. And this is what I said to the Lord. I said, Lord, I want a promotion. I want the largest office in the building. I want my reputation back that this manager has tried to smear. And I want that manager to be removed for attacking a child of God. You said you did that? Yeah, I did that. Because he was not only affecting me, but the other people in that office. And you know what? God believes in a kingdom of righteousness. Wherever you go, it's supposed to be right where you are. That's why God sent you there, not for you to become another victim. The minute you get to a job, you are the victor. You begin to change the situation and the atmosphere there by the power in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, is somebody listening to me today? No, you're not coming there for a revolution or to revolt. No, but you're coming there to bring the presence of God. Because wherever you are, God's presence is supposed to be there. So I said, Lord, remove him. Now, I'm not saying that he doesn't have a job. He's got a family. But remove him from this position. And I prayed that continually. Well, within time, it all took place. The manager was demoted and moved to another office. I was called in, given a promotion and an increase, and at that time I was given the largest office in the building. Now, if God can do it for me, he will surely do it for you, because God is not a respecter person. He loves us all equally. Somebody say amen. See, I spoke the change by using the Word of God in faith. And I continue to do it, believing that God was going to bring change. I'm telling you today, that's all you need to do. God has put the weapon of his Word in your mouth to defeat the enemy in your life. You can't just keep silent, folks. You don't just say, well, God just means for me to take this, and I just, and I'm just suffering for Jesus. Stop it. Stop it in the name of Jesus. By the authority in his name, recognize God has sent you there as his representative at that place of business. He didn't send you there to be humiliated. No, he sent you there to be the head, not the tail. He sent you there to be above all, not beneath. Now, the devil doesn't want that. But the Bible says, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. I said, the Bible says, I give you power over all of the power. Not some of it, not a part of it, all of the power of the enemy. Nothing can hurt you in the name of Jesus. So don't let it. I said, don't let it. God means victory for you. God means success for you. God means favor. God wants to bless your life. In the name of Jesus, speak to your situation and tell it to change. God wants to let you know that you have the power in your mouth to change your situations.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was part two of Spiritual Warfare. The Devil Made Me Do It. Now Pastor Steve has a prayer for you.
Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word declares the righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. When I cry unto thee, then mine enemies are turned back. Father, you
see the opposition in our lives. You see the trouble in our lives. You see the problems in our lives. And so today we are asking for divine intervention. We thank you for your love. We thank you for divine protection. And we ask now, Lord, that you would make yourself very real in our situations right now and help us, deliver us. We thank you for hearing us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.